your little self is not the be-all and end-all. That you're part of something beyond comprehension, beyond taking in. And for many people, this moment comes as, is experienced as a tremendous relief. A burden gets let go of. And for other people, I've certainly seen both, and I'm in the second category, it's experienced as, oh my God, what the hell do I do now? Great fear and anxiety arise. Because it's like, you know, you realize you're trapped. And that you only have one option, which amounts to accept it and go forward, amounts to find what really is and get beyond the delusions and illusions and non-realities. So, again, I don't know if that's the good news or the bad news. That crystallization moment can be wonderful and exhilarating, and it can be horrifying and terrifying. Maybe you've already had that moment. Maybe it's still ahead of you. But there's no, what I'm trying to say is there's no preset form for any of this. There's no way it happens. It happens however it happens for you. And you're you, the one and only. And the way it happens for you is unique to you. Now, you can categorize most of us in a variety of ways, but what does it matter? Because the way it's going to be for you is yours. And there are patterns, certainly. And they're not endless. People's experience is limited. The possibilities of how to experience are limited. So you'll fit one of the patterns in some way. But it's still just you. It's still your experience, your seeing, your knowing, your finding. And it'll happen however it happens for you, individually. If you're really lucky, everything will shatter, and you'll realize that everything you've taken for granted and everything you've taken a certain way is somehow off the mark, hasn't really been right. That there's something more unreachable going on. And then you're really stuck. Then you're really in trouble. Because then there's no turning back. Then you've got to go forward. Then you've got to find whatever it is. You've got to come to the end of the search. And same thing, again, whatever that means for you. It may not mean for you what it means for you or what it means for me. People get this idea that there are these preset forms. But when you're talking about a live truth, there's no preset form. It's your form. It's more alive and organic than to be able to be preset somehow. So either you allow that organic aliveness to take you over, and then whatever happens, happens, because you're not in charge. Or you keep postponing that let go, more or less. You let go a little more.